This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, yesterday we have been talking, and yesterday we were talking, and today we're going to continuously talk about what we were talking about yesterday. America, are you drinking the Kool-Aid? So he gets about 400 pounds of equipment up 30 floors, sets up a concealed sniper nest, disarms fire alarms and other security systems in a casino, removed a window that's 800 pound of hurricane-proof glass, then for 10 minutes rained in aimed firepower, all with no training whatsoever and with no motive. And interestingly enough, friends, we always see the end aim for the corrupt politicians that are working for a foreign power to upend your power, America. And we can see that being played out today. Does it not amaze you that in every administration after administration, there is some major crime spree from a lone wolf that calls for more gun control measures? And guess what, America? Right on cue, guess what's happening today, America? Donald Trump, America's savior, saith the today's conservative, yesterday's liberal. Trump and the NRA willing to back up ban on bump stocks for guns and sell out the Second Amendment. Boy, that is absolutely interesting. Yesterday we were told that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, wanted to go ahead and act out on the behalf of the Constitution and enforce it. Now today we find out he's doing just the exact opposite as to what he had said. And of course he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. Now with that, here again, coming to the light real quick, communist gun grabber Senator Dianne Feinstein provides irrelevant arguments against the Second Amendment. Why are they so adamant, friends, to disarm the American people in the face of their enemies, both within and without? And by the way, just today, it was actually someone sent over a link, or was it on a live feed? Yeah, it was on a live feed, I believe, where Michael Savage had on his radio program, love him or hate him, an eyewitness that was shot at by these terrorists, if you want to call them that. And interestingly enough, she said she heard gunfire coming from two different directions. Now, interestingly enough, friends, to add to that, there was also another feed of a woman that started to videotape everything that was going on, and she couldn't for the life of her figure out what was going on. And all of a sudden, you start hearing gunfire at a distance, and then you would hear gunfire really close to where she was. It got so close to where she was, there was two gunfire fires, friends, aiming fire and raining fire, metal bullets, at two different locations, and you could clearly hear it on this audio, and it was a video, of course, but the video was irrelevant. You could just simply hear what was going on, and her talking about what was going on, she was amazed that nobody was running because she thought it was firecrackers. But again, going back to the point that you could hear two different shooters at the same time, and again, keep in mind, friends, YouTube has now banned videos of a shooter on the fourth floor or on a lower level at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas there. America, are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Because you see what this is all aimed at. This is all aimed at because we see, they like to call them the deep state. The globalist friends are doing their best. They're desperate right now, and they need to get rid of your guns. And what they're trying to do is divide the American people. We've been seeing that for, 8-9 years now in this country. It's been going on for a lot longer than that, but we see it heighten the attacks on the American people to divide through the state-controlled narrative, which is bought and paid for and controlled by CIA. But it's interesting, friends, that they're getting desperate now. And if you just pay attention to what's going on, friends, that's all they have to do now is disarm the American people, and it's all over for you. That is a given. And you see, again, those that call themselves politicians willing to sell you out. Now, it's also interesting to note, it's just not Dianne Feinstein and Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration and Pelosi and others, friends. It's all of them, because we see that all of them, for a good portion of them, I should say, friends, are working against we the people, and we see that they're working for special interest groups. But what I want to do is I want to go back and say to you, America, and again ask you the question, are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Yesterday I shared with you that criminal Hillary Clinton, for some reason or another, who has not been prosecuted, not imprisoned along with her criminal husband, for some reason the media keeps putting the microphone back up to her mouth as to legitimize and validate the things that a criminal has to say. And what is that criminal saying? She said, we must put politics aside immediately, and she called for gun control. She called for gun control. Now, again, remember the armed guards that she has around her all times, protecting her from you, America. And again, we see on a religious level, this is why Jesus said, beware of the leaving of the Herodians and of the Pharisees, their doctrine. Pope Francis calls it a senseless tragedy while stating people who manufacture weapons or invest into weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. Now, again, remember the armed guards that he has around him at all times protecting him from you. And not only armed guards, but walls, cement walls, stone walls all the way around the Vatican. Now, what I want to do is, those that work for we the people, why is it that they want to disarm you? That's the question. And how does that work? I want to show you. Mao Zedong said November 6, 1938, that all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. See, America, you're a problem for corrupt politicians. They want absolute control over you. And the way to do that is to disarm you, America. How ironic that those who are calling for gun control are simply those who want the guns so they have all of the control. That's what this is about. And it's of interest to the American people to take note of those who they entrust to serve them, that again, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, under God. Yet time and time again in this country, we have representatives in government who put on the guise of a patriot, and that means to uphold dying laws, and then turn out to be a criminal in garb. And we're seeing this play out today, incrementally, little by little. Incrementally, little by little. Incrementally, little by little, America. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. America, are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? We'll get to that in just a moment. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or you can jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. My Twitter account, for what it's worth, is Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just want to go back to the original comments from the first segment there. Love him or hate him, Michael Savage has a guest on his radio show who called in. Vegas survivor tells Savage she heard multiple shooters. Not from the same direction that you were told by the state-controlled media, who are bought and paid for, literally. We've done enough shows on that, friends, that listeners to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, you know that they're trained to lie to the people. And they're doing their job. I want to tell you, when America, you start doing your job, these people are going to be thrown in jail for breaking the law. Because they don't have a right to break the law. Exodus 20, it's the ninth commandment, thou shalt not lie. But the Vegas survivor tells Savage she heard multiple shooters. She said that she heard one at a distance, just like this other woman also posted, friends, in a different area by the Mandalay Bay Casino, friends. You could clearly hear what was going on. This Vegas survivor tells Savage she heard multiple shooters. As a matter of fact, there was one at a distance, and one kept getting closer and closer and closer to her and her husband, to the point where they got up and ran because they thought that the shooter was coming in her direction, and they were certain that they were going to get shot if they didn't move. Now, I want to tell you something, friends. Either the media, again, is showing its true colors, or a whole lot of eyewitnesses are lying in the face of the American people. Because what the American people, the eyewitnesses, seen and heard and partook with is not at all what the media is trying to fill your cup with. And folks, this reoccurs over and over and over again. Who is creating all of this terror, America? Did you hear Nancy Sinatra? She said murderous members of the NRA should face a firing squad. Did you see that? Isn't that crazy how that works? I mean, these are useful idiots, and these are the debased debauch that they continuously put up to be entertained and entertain the American people. These are the people that the American people are entertained by. Look at Hollywood, my goodness, friends. Speaking of terror, remember yesterday I said I was going to bring forth a quote. I found it this morning. Forgive me for not recouping that yesterday. But Heinrich Himmler said this. He said, the best political weapon is the weapon of terror. Cruelty commands respect. Men may hate us, but what we don't ask for is their love, only their fear. See, the problem, like Adolf Hitler again said, friends, is it's the intellectuals are not hard to deal with. It's the people of faith that are hard to deal with. Because the people of faith see quotes like this, and they understand right then and there their objective. But it encourages the righteous who are made bold as a lion, Proverbs 28, and strong as their confidence in the face of God and in the face of man, not to run from it, but to deal with it. There's a big difference. And you better thank God there's a whole lot of men in World War II that were willing to read about and understand the definition of what real courage is. And if I might go back to one of the famous generals, he said, we don't take counsel from our fears. Never take counsel from your fears. Douglas MacArthur, never take counsel from your fears. But look at the method that's being played out here. The best political weapon is the weapon of terror. Cruelty commands respect. Men may hate us, but we don't ask for their love, only for their fear. Now, let me go back to as far as what James Madison, the fourth president, known as the father of our Constitution, he said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, it's also interesting to note that we're being told that ISIS, which is a created version of Hitler's SS back in the 30s, today being used on a global scale, isn't it interesting how they continuously become more empowered rather than disempowered? But they're claiming victory here, America. Oh, my goodness, friends. Drinking the Kool-Aid you are. Drinking the Kool-Aid you are. Do you remember the lone wolf scenarios with Columbine and Virginia Tech and Sandy Hook, the Denver movie theater, the Navy shipyard, San Bernardino, Las Vegas? Forget about what the eyewitnesses seen, America. You only say what we tell you to say. You only say what we tell you you saw. Matter of fact, if you'd like to see some footage on what I'm telling you right now, go ahead and look at the interview with Sirhan Sirhan, or eyewitnesses to the execution of Robert F. Kennedy. No, that's not what you saw, they kept saying. This is what you saw. No, that's not what you saw. This is what you saw. This is exactly what the media is doing, America. It's exactly. Forget about what the eyewitnesses seen. What you've seen and heard is what we tell you that you've seen and heard. You like that totalitarianism, America? Pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? Going back to this individual that was on Michael Savage's show. I would play it out for you, America, but go online. It's called Vegas Survivor Tells Savage She Heard Multiple Shooters. Michael Savage, at the end of the interview, said to her, you know, basically disappear in the dark. And this eyewitness said, I don't know how the media is getting a hold of me, but they're getting in contact with me. I think what he was trying to share with her is you need to be careful because someone may be trying to silence you. But during that conversation, Michael Savage asked the question to the woman, has the media reported on what you saw and what you seen? And she said, no. And Michael said, well, why not? And this eyewitness to the Mandalay Bay shooting and the shooters, she replied with, they never asked me. They never asked me, said this eyewitness. They don't want the facts. See, the facts aren't coming from the eyewitnesses. The narrative is coming from those that own the six corporations globally, America. They're doing what they're told to do. They're traitors to their own people. They're useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin. And for those that don't know the history of useful idiots, they're the first ones lined up with a cigarette in their mouth before they're assassinated. You don't know why? Because those that are behind what's going on here know that if these people are willing to sell out their own people, they'll also at another time turn on them. So they just execute them. That's history. That's not dramatic. That's not over the top in the sense of what I'm telling you. It is dramatic. It is heinous. And it is over the top concerning what they do, no question about it. But this is absolutely ridiculous, America. And they're going to continuously feed the narrative and feed the narrative. Remember after September 11th? The Muslims, the jihadists, the extremists. Now what they have done is they have redefined who those radicals are. They redefined them as you, America. And again, the problem they're having right now, America, is that you're an armed people. Now, that's not my message. No, don't be foolish and disarmed. No. My message as a preacher is the same that of Christ is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Again, read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. Read Galatians 3:24. Read Psalm 19:7. That's the message of the gospel, friends, is repentance. But I'm talking to my brothers and sisters in this country that need to awake as to what's going on here. And it all starts in the spiritual before it manifests in the natural. And America, how much of this are you going to take before you turn and repent? That's my question. This morning, out taking care of business, staying on top of my game. Heard some people talking. Remember, 94% of Americans and the American people claim they don't believe what the media reports. But I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden I heard these guys talking about what this lone wolf and how this lone wolf had rented other rooms. Folks, they're going to continuously feed the narrative of the lone wolf because they don't want you talking about the other shooters. There were teams, America. There's no doubt. And this is what they do over and over and over again. They want you to put a deaf ear to the eyewitnesses, and they want you to give your full allegiance to their narrative, which is a lie. It's propaganda. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Got much to cover, so I'm going to start firing away, no pun intended. Folks, we are talking about America. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Because regardless if you think that you're not, it's interesting how your thoughts align with those that you claim and decry as being a bunch of liars. In other words, they know how to tell the truth. I'm sorry. They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. It's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns one way or another. And friends, for those history buffs out there, how did they command all the guns? How did they do that? I'm just curious. They created it, right? And I'm actually pulling some other stuff up right now as I'm getting these thoughts come through. And again, I'm just dropping information on you that you may not have heard. Concerning the characteristics and acts of a tyrant or a dictator, murderous in both cases. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. They called him the Red Terror. Remember? Joseph Stalin? The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted, said Condoleezza Rice about Joseph Stalin, Red Terror, under George W. Bush's administration. Isn't that crazy? We learn in the past about the criminal acts of anti-gun mayors alone. This is just the mayors. We found out that the anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves, guilty as charged within their own ranks of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography. We just had another one of those fallout for child pornography out of Seattle. Trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and one demigod mayor was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Again, the crimes that these anti-gun mayors are convicted of suggest that they are public enemies to the American people rather than public servants. And no wonder why they want to take the guns away from law-abiding citizens, of course. I mean, these politicians know that where you and I operate in the rights that God has bestowed upon us, we're going to have very little government interference. Or criminal interference. Why? Because we're an armed people. See, where they disarm you, the crime rate rises. Where you're an armed people, crime diminishes. It goes away for the most part because criminals know that you're armed. And of course, with mud on the face concerning corrupt politicians, they know that they interfere with the rights to bear arms. Again, crime skyrockets. See, they demonize the gun, not the criminal. Oh, my goodness. What is it that you don't see with this? How can the act be apart from the actor? I mean, again, when a criminal pulls the trigger and he kills someone with a gun, the gun's not thrown in jail. The person that made the choice to commit the crime ends up in jail. But they want to disarm you. I mean, folks, this mentality is like blaming spoons for people being overweight, as if to say the act is, again, apart from the actor. What, should we get rid of the spoons? Since criminal politicians refuse to look at history, it'd be a good idea for you to, which can be at the present our greatest teacher. It is very clear that gun banners know exactly what they're attempting to do. Put this Second Amendment in the crosshairs. Oh, and by the way, just to show you the severity of what I'm talking about, even talking about in referring and making reference over to the Red Terror, it's interesting that we know that Hillary Clinton has ties with the Russians, and we also know the same thing with Harry Reid. And Maxine Waters, and the list goes on. 90 of those that call themselves representatives in federal government, they claim, 90 of them, that doesn't mean that's all there is, 90 of them claim to be communists. Check out Alan West's website, you'll see what I'm talking about. But going back to the point here, friends, let's go ahead and see how dictators act out. Because time and time again, it has been a corrupt government that has been responsible, listen carefully, for the mass murder of their own people under the deceptive guise of gun control, all of which the said dictators implemented. Now listen to this. Also keep in mind that these are the same dictators that promised their citizenry protection and freedom upon the forfeiture of their guns. And that was the last thing they did. So how many times does history need to repeat itself? Well, let's parallel history. And when we look to history with the present ideology and methodology that those in the past blueprinted to implement gun control, let's just go and listen to what they have to say out of the dictator's own mouth. Adolf Hitler, at a dinner talk on April 11th, 1942, said, "The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms." So he was using the race tool as well, friends. "History shows," said Adolf Hitler, "that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdog is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty," he said. "So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order according to them." It's not God's law. Nor is it even man's law, because it doesn't work for the good of man or his freedoms. An order throughout the occupied Russian territories and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. Okay? Now, here's the fruits of Adolf Hitler. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews, those that didn't fall in line with Adolf Hitler, and others were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated after they disarmed the people. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, "If the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves." You want to know how this took place, friends? It's because the people of Russia submitted to the arm of the flesh rather than to the spirit of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they reaped the curse. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. I mean, you want to see the emulation of Mao Zedong, Barack was doing his best, let me tell you. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, "War can only be abolished through war. And in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun." There's some sick people, friends. Because at the end of the day, they dig the hole that they themselves will fall into. And they dig the hole that we're going to all fall into if we don't learn that we need to throw him in the hole rather than us going with him. China established gun control in 1935, and from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Rounded up and exterminated. Hey, friends, I see some very disturbing things being said about Donald Trump. He's an actor. He's an actor. He's the face of an administration that's working against you, America. In the show of lies, Trump and the NRA willing to back ban on bump stocks for guns and sell out a Second Amendment. Wow, it's interesting because when you get emails from the NRA, it's constantly fear that's being used and thrown on the American people to act now, send in your money. To act now, send in your money. We're the only ones protecting your God-given rights. Going back to Donald Trump, I'm seeing conservatives saying, oh, scary stuff, calling him the savior of America, our protector of Donald Trump. You better wake up, America. That's all I can do is blow the trumpet. Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, "I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I don't let any superpower control me." In other words, he wouldn't be part of a new world order. He wouldn't submit himself to something called the UN. But he was a mass murderer too, friends. By the way, read Isaiah 14, because this is the mind of Satan himself. He wanted to ascend above the throne of God. Now, government is good. And the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, not to teach them how to commit the crime and then to come behind it and disarm them the way that they're doing it today through Hollywood and then the politicians working hand in glove. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Oh, and by the way, did you see that they're blaming this lone wolf in Las Vegas? They're demonizing Christians. Did you see this? Man, it's amazing how it keeps going back to those that believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what's the history of that? Well, the seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere, Christians. And if we do in death, just keep in mind the Lord has a whole... He has a spreader, friends. a very big spreader, planting the seeds of the righteous in other places on this globe. Fear not the face of man, fear the face of God, because when you fear the face of God, you don't fear the face of man. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to counter this, hopefully, within the last couple minutes of the show. We are in the last segment, and I'm going to counter it with quotes from our forefathers concerning the reason as to why they armed the people and what they had to say about arming the people. I'm going to finish off here. This is Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes. He was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Of course, that's in stark contrast. Hey, folks, our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect them from themselves from those who were doing the hunting, namely the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to assure all the other rights given unto us by our Creator. You know, if I was a corrupt politician, I would stop for a moment and think, first and foremost, that I have to answer to God. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Number one, that's Hebrews 9:27. And then I would think about, wait a second, what am I doing? Because once the people are disarmed, if it ever comes to that in this country, the first thing that would go through my mind is, they don't need me anymore. That's exactly right. And that's what I was trying to tell you during the last segment. You're the first one to go, dummy. And I say, America, are you going to let that happen? Because if you are, dummy, you deserve what you get. And sorry to say it, friends, but that's really what it comes down to. It's not educated people that disarm. It's uneducated people that disarm themselves before a corrupt system. The wisdom of the framers of the Constitution is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible they use as their bedrock for civil law. It's called the Mosaic Institution. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of governments and the government of the people. We are the government. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals, and the civil government that desires a monopoly of force, i.e., they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and property of citizens, for that government ceases to be of and for the people. I mean, look what's going on with Lavoie Finicum. They shot him dead. Who was it that did that, friends? An unarmed individual on the highway for the world to see. Who was it? It was your own government. Given the nod from the governor of Oregon. Look what's going on at the Bundy Ranches, friends. And you're an armed people. Now, am I talking about armed? Am I talking about going and overthrowing? Absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, folks, they're being tried for exposing the crimes of the criminals. That is tyranny. And that's a scary place to be, America. And they're doing this in the light of the day. George Washington, our first president, said, from the hour the pilgrims landed to the present. By the way, the pilgrims were not originally called the pilgrims, for those that did not know. They were called the saints. But from the hour that the saints landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. With all that is good. Now let's counter everything that's going on here. Let's go back to the reason the forefathers armed the people. George Washington said during the first annual address to the both to the House and to the Congress, January 8th, 1790, he said, a free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined. Of course, and it takes discipline to be armed. It takes discipline to be armed. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said during the Virginia Constitution, Draft 1, 1776, no free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms. No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms. Thomas Jefferson said to the fourth president of the United States, James Madison, December 20th, 1787, what country can preserve its liberties if the rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let the people take arms. Why in God's green earth would your government be asking for a reason to disarm you after what supposedly just happened in Las Vegas? Are you kidding me? Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns, period. Why in the world would any government on this globe be attempting to disarm its people after what just took place in Las Vegas? There's only one reason. That is about the most backwards thing I have ever heard of in my life. If you want to win a war, you don't disarm your people. You arm your people, so supposedly 58 people weren't killed, right? If you're drinking the Kool-Aid. That is about the stupidest, most telling move they can make as to what it is they're looking for. And by the way, P.S., as to who may be responsible for what took place in Las Vegas. Create your own crime. Send out the brown shirts. get it up the ladder. He can play and be the problem solver when in fact history teaches us over and over and over again that they were the ones responsible for the crimes. Thomas Jefferson said in a letter to John Cartwright, 5th of June, 1824, military time, "The Constitution of most of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, not the government." And I'm talking to those that have the mindset that there's a separation, which there is not. "The Constitution of our states and the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and their duty at all times to be armed." Whoa. Look what you see happening today. But we know that those ignorant, educated people, as they would call themselves, they're all about, "We need to get rid of guns." Did you hear this joker that was up on stage when this allegedly took place in Las Vegas? "You know, I'm not in support of the Second Amendment anymore in our democracy." Well, listen, dummy, first of all, we're not a democracy. And number two, if you're that stupid to be drinking the Kool-Aid, then you deserve exactly what you get. "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Ben Franklin, Historical Review of Pennsylvania, 1759. Now listen, this is the mindset of dictators. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. "To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them," said George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith. The debates in the several states' conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, Flag Day, June 14, 1788. Let me answer another question, Mark. Who is the militia? I ask, who are the militia, said George Mason. Addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Conventions, June 4th, 1788. "They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers." Whoa, so it shows you who has the power. Now, by the way, what was used to rule and reign during the establishment of this country was ecclesiastical law, canon law, directly from the Bible. So it showed you that the people understood who had the power, and it also taught their public servants that you better do your job, because if not, we will remove you. Article 2, Section 4. Listen to one more. Noah Webster said, "An examination of the leading principles of the federal constitution, October 10, 1787, he said, before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops." And by the way, if I can add that to something I said earlier about what's going on over concerning the Bundy Ranch. They have the American people afraid of what they're going to do to the Bundys, when in fact the American people should be holding them accountable, and they should be walking in the fear of God concerning our public servants to do that which is according to law, not to special interest groups. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 for 2 hours on Saturday, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Again, we will talk to you soon. See ya!
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.